Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now to the courts, where Kenny Jacobs has begun legal proceedings against his employer, the Dublin Airport Authority. And for more on this, we're joined by our reporter, Maggie Doyle. Maggie, good evening to you.
Hi, Colin.
Can you talk us through what the background to this is first?
Yeah, indeed. So the Chief Executive, Kenny Jacobs, was given leave to serve notice today at the High Court on his employers. That's aimed at lifting his suspension from his workplace. Now, this follows months of legal wrangling with Dublin Airport Authority. Kenny Jacobs has been in charge there since November 2022, but things started to go wrong last year when a rift with the board of DAA and the Chief Executive appeared. There were then talks, you might remember, of him leaving with a close to €1 million of a payout as part of an exit package. It was after a breakdown in relations that followed internal complaints, which were not upheld after an investigation. Then in December, staff at DAA were told the Chief Executive was taking some time out of the business, while Kenny Jacobs said reports of a suspension were with his lawyers.
Okay, and what happened in court today with his lawyers?
Well, yeah, today at the High Court, Kenny Jacobs' senior counsel, Pádraig Lyons, requested an injunction to prevent DAA from taking any further steps with regard to another investigation into Mr. Jacobs without first appointing an independent and impartial decision maker to consider the outcome and make binding recommendations. Mr. Lyons also told Judge Emily Farrell in Court Number 3 at the High Court that he was seeking an injunction against Kenny Jacobs' suspension of duty. He said the suspension was unlawful and in breach of his contract of employment, and that he should be allowed to return to work rather than, as he said, languish at home where Kenny Jacobs was ruminating on his position. Judge Emily Farrell granted that permission to serve notice of the proceedings on DAA, and the case will return to court on Monday. I did reach out to Kenny Jacobs this afternoon to see if he wanted to speak to us, but he said he had no comment to make as it was now a legal matter.
Okay, Maggie Doyle, thanks very much for coming into us with that.